Elaim Rabbi Tarfin, if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tarfin, may have a Nazir. We asked before if Tarfin says you're not going to be a Nazir. Kivon de Beshaita de Kon Nazir lo yoda iplainihu viloi. Because according to Rabbi Tarfin, at the time when you speak out and say a lashon of a Nazir or any Nazir, you have to know clearly right then if you're really a Nazir or not. So here you said, I want to be a Nazir if this is Chaim Yankel. Now right now we don't know if it's really Chaim Yankel or not. The guy didn't come to us too close. We can't really tell yet. So if so, why does our Mishnah's Mashma that if the person would come to us and we'll really see who he is, then the right one is a Nazir. So that can't be according to Rabbi Tarfin. Because according to Rabbi Tarfin, Kivon the Beshaita the Konazir, since at the time when you said your Naziris, Lo Yoda, we do not know Iplenihu Iloi, it's not a Naziris. Michal Ale Naziris? Is the Chal the Naziris? According to Rabbi Tarfin, of course not. And I'll prove it like this. Vuatani, we learned it at the Sefer like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Tarfin, Ain't Echod Mehem Nazir, Lefishla Nitno Naziris El Laflo. In this type of a case, we have a suffix. Two people say, I'll be a Nazir if it is Shimon, and the other one says, I'll be a Nazir if it's not Shimon. So Rabbi Tarfin says, in such a case, neither of them become a Nazir. And that's the Lashon Lefishla Nitno Naziris El Laflo. The Lashon of Naziris has to be Lahaflo, means speak out a clear Lashon. We have to know and understand clearly right now that you are becoming a Nazir. And here, when one guy says, I'll be a Nazir if it's Shimon, and the other one says, I'll be a Nazir if it's not Shimon. Right now, we don't know which one is telling the truth. So according to Rabbi Tarfin, it's not called a good Lashon of Naziris. So how can our Mishnah say that if that person eventually comes here and we'll see who he is, then they do become Nazirim? So Mara says, Ela Rabbi Yehuda Dekrihu. I'll tell you that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That if Yehuda holds, you don't need a Lashon of Haflor. You don't have to speak out clearly to know exactly now whether you are or whether you're not. It's enough to find out later, but that's only if we find out later the truth. But in the case where it remains a suffix, a doubt to us, if that person goes away and we don't see him, we don't know who he is, if you does the svara, a person does not put himself into a doubt. Min a suffix, you don't make yourself into a nazir. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda decree, Rabbi Yehuda Shita decree, we'll soon see what that means, a barrel of wheat, a pile of wheat. The Tanya was not like this. If somebody says, Hareini knows I want to become a Nazir, Al Menas on the condition, Shehei B'Kriyazeh Meyakur, that on this pile of wheat, there's 100 kur of wheat. That's what he says. I only want to become a Nazir if in this big pile of wheat here, there's 100 bushels, let's say. For Holach, then he went to check it out. Like he doesn't know now if there is 100 there or not. So he has to check it out to count to see if there's 100 kur, and then he'll be a Nazir. Now what happened was, V'holach u'motzo shenignav. They went there to check out this big pile of wheat, and it came out that it was stolen. Oishu'afar, it was lost. So we don't know if there was 100 there or not. So we do not know whether you are a Nazir or not. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Shimon Oiser, like it says in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon knows, even though it's a suffix, even though it's a doubt to you, whether there is 100 there or not, but a person puts himself into the suffix. Since you spoke it out, so now if truthfully there was 100 kur, you are a Nazir. If Hashem, like Hashem knows the emes, if truthfully it was not there, you're not a Nazir. So in a suffix, you're oiser, you can't drink wine now. You're a suffix Nazir, you have to do like our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Shimon. You'll have to be makabel upon yourself, but teres and nedava, to be a Nazir anyway. So therefore, at the end of 30 days, you could bring your korbanos. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Oisa min asafik, you put yourself into the doubt. But Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda is matir. What's the svaris? Rabbi Shimon savar ki lo dilu lenignav. Dil mehevi bei meyakur. Since if it was not stolen, it was possible to say that maybe there was 100 kur there. Vevi nazir. And then if there would have been really 100 kur, you would be a nazir. So hashtanah mehevi nazir. Now also you become a nazir. That's Rabbi Shimon's svara. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Since it's a suffix, with it's a doubt, a person does not make himself a nazir for in a doubt. So v'hochinam is the same thing by us also. Kivin the yosla kamon v'yadinon. Deploini hevi hevi nazir. Hashtanami hevi. This is Rabbi Shimon's svara. The according to Rabbi Shimon, v'hochinam kivin, if he would have come in front of us, we would know who he is. He would be a nazir. So now, when I suffix also, you become a nazir. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. But Akoponim, Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't a Nazir, not a Nazir. So if our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that our Mishnah is the Tanakama, that says if this person went away, that we do not know if it was Chaim Yankel or not, so right now it's a doubt to us whether you are a Nazir or not, that's a svar on a doubtful case, you don't make yourself become a Nazir. But the Diyak is, but let's say that person does not go away, but rather that person comes towards us, and now we'll check him out and see who he is. When we find out who he is, then you would be a Nazir. The right one becomes a Nazir. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That is, like Rabbi Tanafin for sure can't go. But it goes good according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah says like this, Ro'es HaKoi. If somebody sees a koi that's an animal, that's a buffalo, say something, say, it's a suffix of doubt whether it's a chaya or whether it's a behemoth. That's called a koi. A koi is a suffix of doubt. What din does it have? Is it a behemoth or a chaya? There are different halachas. A behemoth, the chaylev is treif. You can't eat it. On a chaya, a wild animal, then the chaylev is mutter. So you have a suffix, but the same thing the dam. Dam of a chaya, you have to make kisi adam on. The dam of a behemoth, there's no mitzvah kisi adam. So you have this animal that's a suffix, we're not sure what it is. Now the Omer, we can have nine people here, and they say like this. One person says, Hareini Nozer Shezachaya. I want to become a Nozer if this animal is a Chaya, a wild animal. And the second one, number two, says, Hareini Nozer Shezaina Chaya. I want to be a Nozer if this Koi is not a Chaya. He meant to say it's a behemoth. The third one says, Hareini Nozer Shezach Behemoth. I want to be a Nozer that this animal is called a behemoth. The fourth one says, Hareini Nozer Shezach Behemoth. I want to be a Nozer if this is not called a behemoth. The fifth one says, Hareini Nozer Shezach Chaya Behemoth. I want to be Nozer that this animal has both halachas. It's both a behemoth and a chaya. And the sixth one says, Hareini Nozer Shezach Chaya Behemoth. I want to be a Nozer if this is neither of them. And the seventh one says, Hareini Nozer Shechad Mikeh Nozer. I only want to be Nozer if at least one of yous, first six, became a Nozer. Then the eighth one said, Hareini Nozer Shenechad Mikeh Nozer. I want to be a Nozer if at least one of yous, eight, is not a Nozer. And then number seven. And then number nine said, Hareini Nozer Shekulcha Nazirim. I want to be a Nozer if all you eight first people become Nazirim. That's what number nine said. So the Mishnah says, Harei Kula Nazirim. All nine people remain to be a Nozer. And the Chorus Mishnah goes like Beis Shammai Shit, like we had before. That Beis Shammai says, on a Suffolk is Chal Nazirus, even Betois. Nazirus Betois is heavy Nazirus. So once you say Hareini Nozer, you mean to be a Nozer. Even though you said only if it's a behemoth, even if it's really a chaya, that's only called like Nazirus Betois, that the Mishnah, that the Nazirus is Chal. So according to Beis Shammai, they're all Chal. There is a third Suffolk. A Koi could be a berry with Nasma. There are really three Smakers to it. So Suffolk, maybe it's a chayim, maybe it's a baby, maybe it has a locha by itself. Now the Gemara says, Tani Chodah, and one brayse we learned, Tisha Nazirim, that nine people become Nazirim. That's good, like it says in our Mishnah. Of a Vatan Yidah, there's another brayse though, that Tisha Nazirus. Another brayse says that one person becomes nine times a Nazir. Tisha Nazirus means he himself becomes a Nazir nine times. In other words, it's possible that one person said all these things. So Mor says, Bishloim of Tisha Nazirim. Bishloim of nine people involved, that nine of them become Nazirim. Kagoyin, there are Vigavri, Tvei, the Yitzvah Sviyazubay. That there are nine people here, and each one said one after another, like we learned Shana Mishnah. Therefore, in the case, you could have all these nine people could become a Nazir. Elo Tisha Nazirois. Lechada Gavra, but you want to tell me one person could say all these lashonis. He himself could be nine times a Nazir. Hechi Mishkachas, how could you have this? Bishlei Meshish Mishkachas Lo. Bishlei are the first six cases that you could have. Could it not, like it says, that one person could say, I want to be a Nazir, if it is a Chai, if it's not a Chai, a Behema, not a Behema, if it's both, if it's neither. That's what one person could say. But the last three cases, Lechura, it's another person talking back to that first person. That last one says, the next one says, Sheinechad Mikhen Nazir, or Sheinechad, one of you are, one of you not, or all of you are, before that's another person talking. So how could you have the same person saying all these things? How do you have the last three cases? So according to the last three cases are different people speaking back to the first one and saying that if you are a Nazir, me too. If you're not, me too. And if you're both, me too. So it's according to somebody else talking. How do you have it for one person to become nine times a Nazir? Someone says, Amar Rav Sheshes, you're going to Yama Reini Nazir on the Zirus Akololai. That the one person, Taka, first he says a Reini Nazir, or else he just says, going to Yama on the Zirus Akololai. What he meant to say is, all the Nazirus are upon me. So tell you, the Shal Begurus, the Gros says, Shalom Begurus, the last words. Going to Yama on the Zirus Akololai. So tell you, says like this. Going to Yama Reini Nazir on the Zirus Akololai. Raw test bin Ayodam. This person saw nine other people that they became Nazirim because of this koi, like it says in our Mishnah. So Yoma, now one person says, Harei Alai, called the Nazirim, it's Kulchem. I want to be a Nazir, like all you nine people. What does it mean to say? That he wants to be nine times a Nazir. So in other words, you have the case of our Mishnah, nine different people, and each one of them becomes one Nazir. And now another person comes over and says, I want to be like all you people. That means he wants to be nine times a Nazir. So that's how you can have the case. Hariyeshullah of Tisha Svekas. Yehadim Alecha Beishamai. The Mishnah says like this. Shloisha Minim Asurim Benazir. A regular Nazir has three Isurim to him. He's also with three things. Hatuma. A regular Nazir is not allowed to touch a mace. He can't become Tomei. V'yate Galachas. All the 30 days that you're in Nazir, you're not allowed to take a haircut. You're not allowed to eat or drink anything that comes out of the grapes. This is lashon of hayotze min hagefen. Gemara will be medayik mashma the gefen itself, grapes itself with mashma smutter. It's only also things that come out of it, like the wine, but not the actual grapes itself. We'll see. Now, v'chol hayotze min hagefen mitarfim zeh and zeh. Anything that comes out of the grapes, it's mitzvah of zilazir. Like Tosha says, going on novim lachim v'yaveshim. If you have wet grapes or dried out grapes, or chatzanim v'zagin, you have pits and shells. Shem yochel kezayis mikulam leikam. If a nazir eats a kezayis of part grapes, part shells, part pits, even though each one by itself is not a kezayis, but if you add up all of them together, it becomes a kezayis, for that a nazir gets malchus. Meshum desiv mikol ha-shayasim igefen ha-yarim chatzanim. Mikol, mashm, anything all put together. So you put all these things together, it's a kezayis, for that the nazir gets malchus. So v'chol ha-yotzim in a gefen, mitztarfim zeh and zeh. But now, v'yein chayiv ha-tshiyochum and ha-novim kezayis. You only chayiv though if you eat at least a kezayis. You have to eat the kezayis of grapes. That's how much you have to eat to be chayiv for.